The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien. So what is happening in this
land up north?
A land up north.
Let's take a look at what is happening in the south of this land up north. And last night, the Israeli Air Force attacked more targets within the Gaza Strip, this time underground targets belonging to Hamas, including tunnels. This is in response to the arson terror balloons that have been coming over the border nonstop, burning thousands of dunams of agricultural land. I know the listeners hear me speak about this nearly every day. And every day it's 28 fires. Today at last count, 20 fires. The other day, 60 fires. Just to put this into perspective, they are burning the breadbasket of this country. They are burning agricultural land that we use to plant, to feed this country and to export. And this is a war crime. I don't think any country in the world would tolerate another entity, another place on their border, sending in projectiles that burn up their land. Naturally, there has been silence from the international community. Alongside this, we have had a spate of rocket attacks. Not every single day, but we have had an increase in the amount of rocket attacks. One of them hit a house last week in the town of Sderot, and the owner of the house said it literally split his house in two. Again, these are not fireworks or, you know, homemade little rockets that people seem to think they are. These are Iranian-sponsored rockets that cause real damage. And the IDF has been responding by attacking with pinpoint precision military targets within the Gaza Strip. And thank goodness we have managed to keep any civilian casualties to none at all. So yesterday we did have leaders from Israel's Southern Command, the IDF Southern Command in Qatar, to try and broker some kind of ceasefire. And we have had envoys from both Egypt and from Qatar, speak to Hamas. Hamas is held responsible by the State of Israel because they run, they govern the Gaza Strip. And we have had envoys as recent as today in the Strip to try and stop the arson terror. It's very, very serious. It's not something we just talk about. This is very, very serious.
Wow, it does sound serious. And Rolien, an update on COVID-related news. Schools are to reopen on the 1st of September, and there are more cases in Gaza.
Well, we're hoping to open schools on the 1st of September. These will be grades 1 to 4. This is still on schedule. However, there have been an increase in the amount of infections over the last 24 hours, and the government have made the decision to carry on with restrictions at least till the beginning of the new school year, which is next week. But a lot of debate, you know, how we proceed into this new school year, what precautions we need to take. Also, news coming in from the Gaza Strip that they have an increase in the amount of infections, and this is the amount of people who are infected outside the quarantine zone that they have in Gaza. So we have seen a slight uptick, a lot of discussion underway. What do we do now that the high holidays are approaching, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? What will we do as far as synagogues are concerned? Some synagogues saying, you know, they prepared to take up to 1,000 people. Some saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't be taking in crowds. It's too much of a risk. A lot of debate happening in Israel at the moment with regards to what we do. How do we observe Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
And finally, Rolien, a bit of a disturbing story. There's a trend on TikTok for content creators, particularly young people, to impersonate Holocaust victims.
Well, this is just appalling. We've spoken quite at length on Chai FM about social media, the effects of social media, how we monitor social media. You know, we've spoken about Facebook. Very often people will report Facebook posts that are seen as not to violate their community standards. Hopefully this is starting to change. Hopefully the issue around allowing for posts of Holocaust denial, that will change. We famously spoke about the 48-hour walkout on Twitter that took place just several weeks ago. This was after a British rap artist by the name of Wiley. He put out tweets that were absolutely appalling in a 24-hour period. And many of us decided enough is enough, and we started to report the tweets. And led by a British actress and the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism in the United Kingdom, they called for 48 hours of a Twitter walkout. And this was, Jews were joined by our fellow co-religionists from around the world, as well as allies in the black communities, the Muslim communities, the Christian communities, all coming out to support us. However, you know, social media dodginess seems to spring up like a bad fungus, Paul. The latest is now TikTok. There have been reports of some horrendous, horrendous anti-Semitic postings, but the latest is a hideous trend. What this entails is TikTok users who post videos in which they pretend to be Holocaust victims. And some might say, yes, but, you know, can't they do this for education about, you know, what the victims of the Holocaust went through? And I see that argument. However, a lot of them are doing it because they think it gets them new viewers, a lot of likes, and a lot of controversy. So to the young people out there, life is not an Instagram or a Facebook or a TikTok post. It has very, very, very real ramifications. And putting out videos that with the attempt to be comedic, and one of the trends is to play the song Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars while portraying yourself as somebody going into a gas chamber, is so offensive on so many different kinds of levels. These are teenage people. They think that what they are doing is motivational or trendy. I quote one of the users who has said that she is very motivated and captivated by the Holocaust and the history of World War II. She thinks that it's a way of spreading awareness. Others have condemned us, saying, you know what, this is not the way to go about educating people about Jewish related topics. There is nothing remotely comedic about the soundtrack Locked Out of Heaven while trying to portray somebody who is about to be murdered in a gas chamber for the simple fact that they are Jewish.
Quite right. The youth of today, well, look at me sounding like an old person, Raleen. But yeah, lacking the historical context and not having lived through, I guess the emotional weight isn't felt by a lot of these TikTok creators. Well, Raleen, thanks again for another interesting edition of the Israel Report. I can't think of any other witty Men at Work related puns, so we'll just find another artist to riff on for tomorrow. You'll join us same time, 5:20, and we look forward to it.
I accept that challenge, and I will see you same time, same place tomorrow.